Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Yes, Naya. My name is Leardis Martin, mm-hmm. and I am wondering about a charge. There's two of them that's showing drafted from my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just wondering, like, what is this? Cause what type of business is this?
You're calling a third-party call center that work for different companies. I would need your zip code to pull up the account to see what charge you're talking about.
It's 28214.
First and last name?
Leardis Martin.
And are you able to verify your address on here for security purposes?
It's 8813 Kismet Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28214.
Okay, give me 1 second while your account loads. Okay, as I'm looking at the account, it looks like you was trying to win some type of KitchenAid or a mixer or Makita.
Right.
Okay, so once you did do that, you got placed inside, let's see here. Let's see, you got the...
First it said $2, and then my card was snapped for $7.95. And then now, 3 days later, it's like $56.95. I'm like, well, what is that for?
Okay, so once you ordered it, they enrolled you inside of their membership for their Factory Direct Savings store. And they said you're going to be billed 48 hours later after being signed up. And being a member gets you a $125 gift card to their Best Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. And you're going to receive that gift card each month you are enrolled as a member. And you're also going to be billed each month you are enrolled as a member.
Yeah, so no. So, like, where was all of that disclosed?
It was supposed to be inside of the terms and conditions. The company that's billing you.
Who is the company? It says Allmac.
The Factory Direct Savings Store.
Yeah, no. I'm going to have my bank cancel that because that's not right. I mean, none of that was disclosed.
Do you want the membership?
No, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I can cancel the membership for you. Is there anything else I can do for you?
So is my money going to be given back? I mean, like, what's happened?
The most that I can refund you is a 35%.
35% of what? $56
that they... Yes, the highest I can go to is a 50% refund.
No, I'm going to have my bank stop payment on it. I'm not paying that because that was not disclosed in any of the information that I received.
It was in the terms and conditions.
Right, I screenshot everything, and I'm glad that I did because that is not...
You screenshotted the terms and conditions as well?
Yep, I got it all.
So how long is it? And what does it say?
It's a lot of pages. I screenshot, I know, at least 8 to 10 pages.
Of the terms and conditions?
Whatever was there.
I'm saying terms and conditions you have to read at the bottom of the website. It's on anything you order, Amazon, anything you order from it, always has the terms and conditions. That's what I'm asking, is you click it and
Amazon,
read it.
Amazon don't hide stuff like that. And, I mean, this is like it's a scam. So, I mean, and then to tell me that you can't give me my money back.
I never said I couldn't.
You said 35%.
That's money.
I want 100% of, I mean, I don't want a membership. I was trying to win a mixer. Yes, that is what it was. It was a KitchenAid mixer. I won, paid $2 and whatever. Then it was, like I said, it's a $7.95 bill. I'm like, okay, well, maybe they're charging me for shipping. Then
okay,
today,
ma'am.
I look at my account and so they zap me for another $57. No.
Ma'am.
Yes.
I already refunded your account the full amount of the $56, and I also canceled your account. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Can you send me a confirmation of
within 24 hours?
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you.